It's 75 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Nashville will host the Super Bowl in 2030. Officials around the city are elated. Dina Ivey's in the business of tourism. She's the president and CEO of the Nashville Convention and Visitors Corporation, and she's thinking globally.
I'm most excited about the Super Bowl coming to Nashville in 2030 because it'll put our city on an international stage. With 147 million viewers, 200 countries, we couldn't buy that kind of exposure.
Officials are trying to grow the international market for the city and say the broadcast has the potential to bring in tourists and new businesses. The NFL was drawn to Nashville because they will be able to match the city's musical identity with the identity of the big game. Ivy says the branding for the Super Bowl will be based on the neon lights of Lower Broadway. Another factor that officials say helped Nashville's bid was its success with the NFL draft in 2019. At the time, the league estimated attendance at a draft record 600,000 people. The Convention and Visitors Corporation is already throwing a celebratory party. That's tonight at 7:30 on Lower Broad and will include free music and fireworks. Starbucks layoffs across the country could be Nashville's gain. The coffee giant recently announced the closure of four regional support offices in California, Georgia, Illinois, and Texas, and the trimming of 300 positions. The Nashville Business Journal reports these moves are in preparation for a massive expansion in Nashville. The company is finalizing the design of its offices at downtown's Peabody Union Development. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.